You're listening to Charlottesville's Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com. Lectures, radio shows, and more are available on demand at SevillePodcast.com. Don't miss another great podcast. Subscribe to our email alerts today. I'm Dan Gould. Each spring and fall, the Charlottesville Senior Center's encore players take to the stage to perform a series of one-act plays. This spring, the group presented four plays: Henry Aldrich, Ozzie and Harriet, The Bickersons, and The Honeymooners. In this podcast, you'll hear the encore players perform The Honeymooners. Ralph and Alice have tickets for a Broadway show, but there is a problem. Will they get there in the end, or will Alice's mother interfere? Our play is introduced by its director, Gene Newland.
Our final presentation today is one of the all-time greats. We're doing The Honeymooners. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Jackie Gleason wrote that theme song. It was my father's very favorite show. He never missed one performance. Now, it starred Jackie Gleason and Art Carney and Audrey Meadows, and many other well-known performers were on the show. You know, there was little rehearsal. Gleason liked it that way. And much of the script was ad-libbed. There were no second takes because it went out live. The sets were painted cardboard, and as we saw them all in black and white, because that's what our TVs were like. And nobody imagined that this short-run series would run continuously over the next 50 years somewhere in the United States. And overseas, I believe. Today we present the episode entitled The Blabbermouth. And now, The Honeymooners!
Oh, what a surprise.
Alice, I got a little problem. I promised each one of my members of my team that if they hit a home run, I'd give them an apple.
Well, what's your problem?
I'm fresh out of apples.
Well, help yourself.
Thank you, Alice.
Where's that one going?
You see, I happen to hit a couple home runs myself. Alice, you know?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Ralphie.
Hey. How you doing? Alice, remember I told you I was going to get you two tickets to a Broadway show?
Oh, I remember. It was right before you got drafted. August the 5th, Thursday, August the 5th, 1942.
Wise and Emma. Well, I'm keeping my promise, Alice. Here they are. Two tickets to Murder Strikes Out.
Oh.
Hey, the boss said he can't use them, and he gave them to me, and he said, go ahead, Ralph.
Murder Strikes Out? I heard of that show. That's a show that's supposed to keep you in thrills, chills, and suspense for over 3 hours.
It's a big hit. You must have seen the advertisement in the paper. Don't tell anybody the ending. We want to keep it a surprise.
Oh, Ralph, that's wonderful. I can't wait to see it. What should I wear?
Well, look, go in and get dressed, and after the show, we'll go to the Hong Kong Gardens. I'll tell you, we're going to make a night out of this thing.
Ralph. You don't mean the tickets are for tonight?
Yeah.
I can't go. My mother's coming over. She'll be here any minute. I can't go. It's impossible.
You're not going to stand there and tell me, Alice, that you're going to ruin your evening and my evening and our chance to go to a Broadway show because your mother's coming. You're not going to tell me that, are you, Alice?
Ralph, I don't want to spoil your evening, but I don't want to disappoint Mother either. She's coming all the way from Bensonhurst.
Now, that's a big deal. Where's Bensonhurst? In New Zealand or something?
Listen, Ralph, I'm too tired to argue. My mother's coming, and I can't go. Why don't you ask Ed? Ed, would you like to go?
I don't think I can, Alice. You see, Captain Video and his video rangers are on tonight.
Oh, Norton, you're a mental case. You mean to tell me you're not going to see a play like Murder Strikes Out because you want to see Captain Video and his video rangers? Now, come on, Norton. Do you want to go or don't you? I only got two seats. I can't use two seats.
That's a matter of opinion. But I'll manage to squeeze in somehow.
All right, go ahead and get dressed. Your mother, on account of your mother, I got to waste a ticket on a junior space cadet.
Ralph, don't go blaming my mother. It's not her fault. How could she know you had tickets to a show?
Oh, she knows, Alice. She knows. I don't know how she knows. It might be a Ouija board, it might be a crystal ball, but she knows.
Ralph, I know my mother isn't the easiest person to get along with, but that's no excuse for you acting the way you do.
I act the way I do, Alice, because your mother is a blabbermouth. A blabbermouth.
Ralph, I told you about that before. I don't want you calling her that.
Look, Alice, you're an expert on crossword puzzles. Give me another name for blabbermouth. No sooner does she come in here, but she starts yabba, yabba, yabba. The minute she steps in, to the minute she steps out, she starts in on me. Oh, Alice, if only you married those other guys, you'd be much better off. And Ralph, look how fat he is. Why don't you get some furniture in this house? I'm telling you, Alice, your mother's nosy. And if it's one thing I don't like, it's a nosy blabbermouth.
Ralph, I'm telling you this for the last time. If you call my mother that, when she leaves tonight, I just might go with her.
All right. All right. I won't say a word to you or your mother.
That suits me. At least there won't be any arguments.
There won't be any arguments? You think because I don't say a word, there won't be any arguments? Are you kidding? I'll bet you $1 million. She's not in this apartment 3 minutes and she'll start in on me. I won't have to say a word, Alice. Not a word. And she'll start in.
Oh, that must be better now. Oh, come on in, Mother. Oh, you look so well. Come on in. Come on into the kitchen.
Oh, it feels good to sit down. You know, Alice, I wish you didn't live so far from the subway.
It's only 3 blocks.
3 long blocks. But I suppose you can't do any better with the rent that you can afford. Your sister only lives half a block from the subway. But that's one of the advantages of having a husband who's a good provider.
Mother, I have some coffee. Would you like some?
Oh, that would be nice. Yes, dear. Thank you. Alice, you look thin. Are you getting enough to eat?
Oh, Mother, you wouldn't ask me that if you could see our food bills.
Well, I don't doubt that the bills are high. But how much of the food are you getting?
Mother, I'm just fine. Don't worry about me.
Well, I hope so. My gracious, a little food is the least you can get out of a marriage. Oh, by the way, guess who I saw today?
Who?
Chester Barnes. Oh, you remember Chester, that nice boy that was so crazy about you?
Yes, how is he?
Oh, he's fine. He's just fine. He's so tall, and he's slim, and he's handsomer than ever. And like, did I tell you he's so tall and slim? I guess a man doesn't have to get fat if he doesn't want to. We had a nice long chat. And you know, he's also so charming. Of all the boys you brought home, I like Chester the best.
Mother, now, come on, drink your coffee. Ralph, would you like some?
Oh,
What's the matter with him?
Mother, there's nothing the matter with him. By the way, Mother, I forgot to tell you, Ralph has tickets for a Broadway show. He's going with Ed Norton.
Ed Norton? Doesn't he know he has a wife?
Mother, Ralph asked me first. But you were coming over tonight, so I couldn't go. But anyway, it's supposed to be a wonderful show. It's called Murder Strikes Out.
Oh, that. I have a neighbor, Mrs. Findlay. She went to see it. She didn't think much of it.
Well, that's surprising. It's supposed to be such a big hit. All the reviews said it was a very exciting mystery.
Oh, the papers. That's just a lot of publicity. All that to-do about chills and suspense and thrills. And that nonsense about don't tell your friends. The ending, make it a surprise. Well, it was no surprise to Mrs. Findlay. She knew all along it wasn't the uncle who committed the murder. It was the husband.
Oh, time's up. You blabbermouth.
Oh.
Blabbermouth.
Oh. Oh.
Well.
Out. Out.
I never. Oh. Alice, I'm going home.
Oh,
you're
Mother.
You're still a blabbermouth. Out. Out.
Ralph, this is the end. I'm going to.
It still goes, you're a blabbermouth. What's going on here? Amy going to the show?
No. Can't go to show. Alice's mother, the blabbermouth, told us the ending. She told us the ending. There's no sense going to the show anymore.
There's no sense.
Look, give me my ticket. I'll go.
Why are you going to go to the show when you know the ending? Come on. Ed, what are you, crazy or what?
It just so happened. You call me stupid. You call me stupid. It just so happens it doesn't make no difference at all if I know the ending. It doesn't make no difference at all. I'll just wait until almost the end of the show, and then I'll get up and I'll walk out.
Norton, you're still a mental case. There they are. I can get them by the window. Hey, blabbermouth, you're not getting away. I'm telling everybody in Brooklyn, you are nosy and you are a blabbermouth, and nothing's going to change it. That's it. Ha, ha, ha. I got the last laugh, even though I couldn't go to the play. Don't come back anymore, blabbermouth. That's it. Finish. Through. End. End. End.
Ralph, what would you like for dinner?
Oh, baby, you're the greatest.
For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.